the laws of Aninut, of course, do not apply, not on Shabbat and not on Yom Tov. However, the question is, in the halakhot that we're discussing, of Aninut and Chola Moed, which again, we had many cases of people that passed away over Pesach, because there's no Avelut on the holiday. But the question is now, Chola Moed, they're buried. So do the laws of Aninut kick in, although they didn't kick in on the holiday itself, Yom Tov, but now on Chola Moed? So the halakha says, "Af al-pi she'en avelut noheg b'chag, aninut noheg b'mei chol ha-moed. She'imet lo met b'chol ha-moed, v'yinu mutalim alam sorchei ha-kibula, which they have to deal with the burial, asul b'dvarim shonen asul b'hem." So whatever the onen is not allowed to do in a regular case, that applies to chol ha-moed. Should be pointed out that according to the Minhag, we said in the Syrian community, that they bury on the second day of Yom Tov. If somebody passes away, they bury on the second day. And therefore, Aniyut would apply on the second day of Yom Tov as well. The question that we have over here is regarding Sefirat HaOmer. Onen is patur from mitzvot. When it comes to Pesach, we have Sefirat HaOmer involved. He's patur from mitzvot, seemingly. So let's say he doesn't count at night. He cannot say the beracha. That's for sure. And now, the question is, he can't say the beracha, okay, so the beracha is not ma'akev, let's say. But he wants to count. He wants to count the day, so when that inut passes, he's still in. The next night he can say it with a beracha. So some argue, you can do that. You can just count the day itself, and then after that inut is over, the next night, you can count with the beracha, and you don't lose a night. He says that although the Rodabi Huda holds that Onen that counted can continue counting, but he says he's patur. But since Onen is patur, that counting is not considered a counting, and therefore, after the Aninut is over, he cannot continue counting Sefirat HaOmer with a Beracha. Because he missed the story of Pinchasi, writes as well in Chaim Bachesed on page Ayin. Yesh Cholkim Deuil B'Shat Aninuto Hu Patur B'Shat Yamim Yispor B'Li Beracha V'Chem Ba'Oi Lehorot. That's a Chedush Talaka that the Onen is really Patur from Mitzvot, so much to say that he would lose the rest of the Sefirah with a Beracha.